Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The third baseman, Carey Self. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Self moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fothergill. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Cecil applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Hodapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Funk reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brown, and towards Com, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague misplays the ball. That's an error on Montague. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Self moves to third. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. Self scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Sissel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self juggles the ball. That's an error on Self. Sissel moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground that hits Cecil. Cecil is out and Morgan is safe at first. There goes Cecil trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Vosmek moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Funk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Funk reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Montague moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Montague moves to third. Brown moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self juggles the ball. That's an error on Self. Montague scores. Brown moves to third. Porter moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Earle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. Porter scores. Cecil moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Vosmek moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Self hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Kress reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Kress scores. Blue moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill is walked intentionally. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan juggles the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Blue scores. Hodapp scores. Fothergill moves to third. Grubb moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. Grubb scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Funk for the out. Lyons moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Montague hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Self hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown fires to first and has Blue trapped. There's the throw to Cecil, who tags Blue for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Hodapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hodapp. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fothergill bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 3 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Ed Montague. Jack Rothrock now playing left field. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing shortstop. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 4 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Self settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Self. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-4 in the game. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, White Sox. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Vozmik hits a fly ball into right field. Hodap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.